Morning, everyone. Glad to see all of you this morning. Tonight we have our Stephen ministry training at 6:30 as we continue training a new class of Stephen ministers at our church. Stephen ministry is an awesome ministry designed to come alongside those who are in need and to be a friend and a prayer partner and give counsel to encourage people. And we have three new people in that class. We're excited about that. We'll be training throughout the year. This Saturday, starting around 9 o'clock, I believe at 9 o'clock, is the festival by the lake. Wakefield expects roughly 5,000 people. There'll be many tents and vendors. And, of course, First Parish will be there also with a table or two. We'll be doing spin art with kids and having an information table about the church. So we look forward to that each year. And Sunday morning at 9:30, our traditional service, 11 o'clock, we have a special day. It's Kids Day or Children's Sunday. And the children will be doing a lot of the leadership of that service. So I think if you come out, you'll have a great time. As we have been talking a little bit about what a healthy church is, I want to continue that thought with a biblical understanding of conversion. And I would remind you that if you send in questions, biblical questions that you would like to have discussed, please email me at pastorjohn@fpccwakefield.org, and I'd be glad to entertain those questions. I haven't received any yet. And again, it's pastorjohn@fpccwakefield.org, and I'd be glad to tackle a question or two as we do our online devotional. Briefly, I just want to talk about a biblical understanding of conversion. This is something in the modern church that's being lost. The gospel is being lost. The God of the Bible and Jesus of the New Testament are not being worshipped. Many mainline churches that say they are Christian are really no longer Christian because they don't worship the God of the Bible. They don't worship or believe in the Jesus of the Bible. And they don't believe or teach the necessity of a gospel or Bible conversion by faith. The Bible says this, for example, Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Matthew 28:19-20, known as the Great Commission, go into all the world, right? Make disciples, preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things, and so on. And lastly, Acts 1:8, you shall be witnesses unto me, starting in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. The Gospels, the Book of Acts, the New Testament, very clear that we are to preach the gospel that Jesus died and rose from the dead on the third day according to the Scriptures, 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. Paul clearly states the basic tenets of the gospel. And he also said that the church is not to be ashamed of the gospel, Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it's the power of God unto salvation for all who believe, Jew and Gentile, and so on. We are commanded to witness. The mission of the church is to lead people to salvation and conversion. Now, we don't coerce people or force them. It's their choice. But we must have a biblical understanding of who the church is, what the gospel is, and we need to teach and preach and share the gospel with a dying world that so desperately needs salvation. Deaver, in his book on a healthy church, says we need to have a call to repentance, which means we turn to God away from our sin, we receive Christ, and we rely on him alone as an all-sufficient Savior. That is the gospel, right? Jesus died and rose again. He died for our sins and rose on the third day. Ephesians 2:8 says, by grace you are saved through faith. It's not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. The Bible's very clear. Jesus was clear in his directive to the church. The gospel still needs to be preached and taught. We are deprived or depraved, excuse me. We are born with a sin nature. We are in rebellion against the holy God, and we need salvation. We need forgiveness for our sins, and we need to preach that. We're not born perfect or born without sin. It's not the I'm okay, you're okay, and everybody's going to go to heaven, because ultimately God will not, enact his will to, his law to be obeyed and so on, which we haven't. God's just going to give us a free pass and so on. This is what many teach. There is no sin. There is no morality. And it doesn't matter what we do. But, of course, the Bible tells us differently. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, whoever follows him, right, comes to know him, will not perish, but will have everlasting life. So I just want to encourage you. Remember, the gospel must be preeminent in our teaching, and we must share the message with others. Father, we thank you that Jesus came and died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead the third day. Help us, Lord, to share your gospel wherever we go, we ask in Jesus' name. Look forward to seeing a lot of you Saturday. We'll be there all day, and also Sunday morning, especially for Children's Sunday. Let's have a great weekend. God bless and take care. Bye now.